Blog Talk Radio.
In this life, you will have trouble. You can't avoid it. You can't get around it. But you can live through it.
Life is filled with so many ups and downs. Have you ever been there? One day you're smiling, the next day you're fighting to hold back your tears, to hide how you feel. So tired of faking like everything is okay when you know it's not right.
Can't get
no sleep at night.
And now
you may be asking, cause you never imagined, how could this be God? It cannot be God. I can only tell you what he told me.
He told me.
This is what he told me.
Live through it.
He said, James,
grow through it.
You will
get through it.
You can make it.
You can make it if you just pray through it. Don't let this be the end for you.
It's not the end. This is only temporary.
So live through it.
Hallelujah.
Oh.
It always hurts more when it's someone close to you.
Someone you love.
Yeah.
May have just left.
But don't worry.
It's not the end of the world.
You gotta understand.
God already knows. Everyone who would leave you is better that way. Don't let them stay.
They didn't deserve you.
You didn't see it coming. And now you feel broken. How could this be God?
This can't be God.
It cannot be God. I can only tell.
God is saying,
live through it.
It's growing pains.
Grow through it.
Your family needs you to
get through it.
But here's the key.
You can make it if you just pray through it.
You gotta pray through
it. Don't let this be the end for you.
God only allowed it because he knew you could survive it. So,
good evening. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Next Chapter Widows Ministry Talk Show, a ministry embracing widows. Our scripture reads, honor widows that are widows indeed. Well, I know we've all had our challenges in the last week, and some of us are still having some challenges. But I hope that you are getting through it in spite of the storm. Sometimes we do experience storm in our lives. Sometimes we experience darkness in our lives. But God is able and he's still there on the throne. He'll still be there to help us out. Tonight I saw a topic, sweet and sour. Sometimes we go through life. Sometimes it can be sweet, and sometimes it can be sour. And right now we all are experiencing the sour moments in our lives. Well, we experienced where Harvey and Irma has put a sour taste in our mouth. They have caused one state to another where There were flooding. There are flooding. It's still happening. Home destroyed. Family displaced. Running from one state to another for shelter. No electricity. No gas. It's amazing how God is showing us how to come together as one. Family coming together. Neighbors coming together. Strangers coming together. It doesn't what color you are now. We're all in this together. And right now it doesn't matter what color you are. We are all reaching out to each other, helping and giving other people a hand in any way we possibly can. This is the way that God wants us to be, to love one another regardless of our skin, our race. We're supposed to be there for each other. That's how he wants us to live. It is so amazing how you see across the country how people are helping each other through this time and this dark time in our lives. He sometimes brings bittersweet and sourness in our lives. And then he will help us to gain that sweetness that we need to get through all of this. The Harvey, no one expected what, well, we knew the power and the category of a storm that he was. And then here come Irma. And Irma did some surprised us. Because as she came on board, on land, she detoured and hit cities and states that we didn't think that she was going to hit. Even the state I am in, the state of Georgia, it came through to Georgia and the whole state. Some are flooding, trees are falling. Many trees have fallen on people's homes, cars. Wind have blown things from here to there. It is amazing how God allowed that storm to hit every part of the country. And everybody was involved. And as each state and people ran from one state to another, they didn't realize that they were still running into the storm. We had so many people to come to Georgia and to know that it was running from Irma, and Irma came here too. Many of my friends and family are out of, has no power, and they have not had power since yesterday. Thank God I have power. I never lose electricity. It flickered yesterday for a moment, but I never lose power. But there was a purpose for that. God has his way of doing amazing things. Well, today when I came home from work, I had my girlfriend. One called and said that she didn't have power, and she was in her car trying to charge her cell phone. I had another girlfriend who didn't have power, and she didn't want her food to spoil, so she wanted to see if I had space in my refrigerator. Then I had another girlfriend to call and ask, could she come over and press her hair so she would look. She was going to something tomorrow, and she wanted to look good, and she wanted to, she came to get her hair. I mean, to press her hair. Then I had my children, who live 6 minutes away from me. They have no power. Having my two grandbabies, the whole family has been here all day. I went to work. As I went out, they came in, and they're still here. So it was a blessing that my house did not lose power because I was able to assist my family and my friends. So God has his own way to set up ship in one location to help others. And I was thankful that I'm able to help my friends and my family. So, and this is what God wants us to be available and to love each other, to help each other. So that is what the main, I really feel that that's one of the main things this is all about. Even on the TV tonight, how all the different stars, the most famous stars that you would ever want to see, it was on TV tonight. Helping to support, it was called Hand to Hand, helping to raise money across the country to help these different states who are in great need. That's what God wants us to do, reach out and touch. But I also want to talk about Job, still talking about sweet and sour. Job's wife saw Job's suffering. You know the story about Job. Job surely didn't delight in hardship or trouble. Yet he honored God through heart-wrenching circumstances when painful sores afflicted Job's body. He endured the agony. His wife told him to give up on God. But Job responded by trusting the Lord through suffering and affliction. Many of us, when we go through these different trials and tribulations, we don't feel or see God, so we give up on him. We don't think that God exists anymore. Why would he allow all these things to happen to us? Well, think about the ways all of us are living. Are we living up to how God wants us to live in this earth, to give and to share and to love each other? It is natural to prefer avoiding. It's natural to prefer avoiding the bitter bites in life. We can even be tempted to lash out at God when we are hurting. But the Lord uses trials, teaching us how to trust him, depend on him, and suffer to him, as he enables us to persevere through difficult times. Yes, we have some difficult times. In the last 7 days, we've had some difficult times. It's not over yet. And like Job, we don't have to enjoy suffering to learn to savor the unexpected sweetness of sour moments. The divine strengthening of our faith. Yes, we must have faith to get through these storms, these trials, these tribulations. We must continue to trust in him in spite of the darkness that we are in right now. We must use this experience to know that God still loves us and want us to love each other. God uses suffering to strengthen our faith. So this is not just an example of one of the main reasons for our suffering is to strengthen our faith. And we should learn from it. And knowing that just we got through it, this time we'll get through it again. This is not the last storm. This is not the last tornado. This is not the last any trials in our life. It's not the last one. It might be a different kind. It might not hurt as much. it not might not be as sour. But, yes, it will be bittersweet. So as we continue to go through these trials and tribulations, we must continue to trust in the Lord with all your heart and with all your mind and lean not to your own understanding. Because, yes, it is hard to understand when you lose everything that you have. It is hard to understand that all you have is what you are wearing and what your children is wearing. You have no home anymore, no clothes, no pictures, no nothing to go back to. Yes, but we must trust God, and he will give us that peace and love and the comfort that we need right now to get through each and every day. And I would like to also take this time to pray. Tonight we were supposed to have a special guest on the air, and she was going to come and pray regarding our 14th anniversary, which is coming up this coming Saturday. She doesn't have power, electricity in her home as well, and her phone reception was very bad. So unfortunately, she will not be on the air tonight to pray for our ministry. Well, I am going to do the best I can. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your goodness and thank you for your mercy. In spite of the dark place that we are right now, especially with no electricity in most of our homes, we still thank you. I know you will show us the light that we need to see to go forward. And I know you will continue to supply our needs, even though that we feel empty right now, that some of us are even feel lost and don't know where to go, how to feel, how to love, how to believe. But we must continue to know that you are still on the throne. And we just thank you in advance for your goodness and your mercy. Even though we have nothing, most of us have nothing to go back to. But God is able to bring things to new again, fulfill our needs, to build new homes, to start over again, to help us with every need that we may have. We have to trust in him with all of our hearts and our soul, and lean not to our own understanding. We just ask you, Lord Jesus, to give us the strength and the peace and love that we need to see in order to go forward, Heavenly Father. We just thank you, Lord Jesus. And we thank you for each family member's. There are many things that could have happened, but they are still here with us. And we just thank you for your goodness and your mercy. Thank you for loving us unconditionally. You always let us know that you're there in spite of the storm. There were many, how bad those storms were. There could have been many, many lives that could have perished and have gone. But there was only a few in spite of how bad these storms were. And we just thank you. We just thank you for the miracles that you made through the different things that we experienced in the last 7 days. And we just continue to trust you and believe in you. Also, thank you for assuring us that suffering is never wasted when we place our confidence in who you are, what you have done, and what you are capable of doing. We must continue to trust you. We also ask you, Lord Jesus, to be with us on our 14th anniversary this coming Saturday. We ask you to have many to come and to be comforted by others that have gone through this journey of grief. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for this ministry, the Next Chapter Widows Ministry. Help us to continue to grow, Lord Jesus. give us the resources and the financial stability to make it work, Lord Jesus, and supply our needs so we can supply other needs, helping other widows as they go through their journey. Lord Jesus, we also ask you to our book, The Widow's Touch, that you will increase the sales, Lord Jesus, in a mighty way. And also the next book, A Widow's Manual, that it will be published, and that will also be increased in a great and financial way. We just ask you to enlarge our territory, that your hands will be with us, and that you will not cause us any pain, but joy, the joy and peace that we know that you can bring within us. And we just thank you in advance for your goodness and your mercy. Continue to be with each one of our widows who continue to be there for this next chapter. Their dedication to give back as they have seen their journey, how they've gotten through. And we just thank you once again, Lord, for all that you do. Bless this ministry in a mighty way. And also bless myself and Sheila and help us to do the things that you want us to do. Guide us, lead us and guide us in the way that you want us to go. And this prayer, we thank you in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen, amen, amen. May God be the glory. Well, as I indicated in the prayer, our 14th anniversary this coming Saturday from 9 to 11 a.m. We will be serving breakfast, and we have our several guests. We have our guest speaker is going to be Minister Linda W. McWhorter. She'll be speaking to us about our theme, Not Fear, But Faith. We will have a soloist on hand. We will have someone to talk to us about nutrition, medicine to the soul, and what other things that I needed to bring. We will have books on display to be purchased and other resources, information that we will be giving out as well. So please come and join us at our 14th anniversary. Come and help us celebrate this occasion and be blessed. What is happening? Our next meeting is not until October. There is something else I wanted to mention, but what is it? It's not coming to me right now. But one of the main things is to invite you to please come out and join us. And also tell another widow, bring another widow, so they can see what the next chapter ministry is all about. And that is all I have for the announcement. But we will have guests coming in from time to time. And I was hoping that Minister Reed could have be here, but I understand, you know, she doesn't have power. There's so many people that don't have power. And I didn't realize how much Georgia was damaged. I mean, the trees and how much. The wind was unbelievable because it was scary because I stayed downstairs because if any trees had fell, I wanted to make sure I was on the bottom level versus the top level. And sitting in the den, my chimney, you can see the wind was blowing against my chimney on top of my house, and it sounded very scary. But thank God I had light, and, you know, but I hope that the others will get their light turned on soon because it's really destroying the food that they have because there's not enough, and really most of the stores in my area, they don't have light, so you can't go and get light, I mean, ice and different things from them. So it's really, it's been hard for so many people. So be prayerful for each other. That's what God wants us to be, have that love for each other and support each other. And to see how on TV tonight we had different stars. I mean, every single important and favorite stars that you were on TV tonight. And to know that they're giving back as well. If sometimes only some would give, some people, it seems like everybody is giving in some kind of way. Our church is giving too. We are collecting diapers, baby diapers, and whatever else that you can get for baby for babies, water and different things that we're going to be sending a truckload. First, we rented a truckload, and then we are getting that truck to fill that truck and send it off to one of the cities that's needed. So every church and organization and different things, everybody is pitching in, and that's a blessing to see that we're all in this together. This is not a single person situation. Even though things can be bittersweet, there will be joy in the morning. Joy can come in the morning, but in its own time. And God is still there on the throne. And that is all I have for you tonight. Be blessed. And the scripture that goes with that, in Job, the second chapter, 1 through 10, but the 10 is saying, shall we accept good from God and not trouble? Be blessed and have, hopefully, water, the creek will dry, the bird will tweak, the sun will shine, the flowers will bloom, continue to bloom, you will smile as you continue to go through this week. Be blessed, and may God bless and protect and keep you. Good night.
In this life, you will have trouble. You can't avoid it. You can't get around it. But you can live through it.
Life is filled with so many ups and downs. Have you ever been there? One day you're smiling, the next day you're fighting to hold back your tears, to hide how you feel. So tired of thinking like everything is okay when you know.
You can't get
no sleep at night.
And now
you may be asking, cause you never imagined, how could this be God? It cannot be God. I can only tell you what he told me.
He told me. This is what he told me.
Live through it.
He said, James,
grow through it.
You will.
Yeah.
You can make it.
You can make it if you just pray through it. Don't let this be the end for you.
It's not the end. This is only temporary.
So live through it.
Hallelujah. It always hurts more when it's someone close to you.
Someone you love.
Yeah.
May have just left.
But don't worry.
It's not the end of the world.
You gotta understand.
God already knows. Everyone who will leave you is better this way. Don't let them stay.
They didn't deserve you.
You didn't see it coming. And now you feel broken. How could this be God?
This can't be God.
It cannot be God. I can know.
God is saying,
live through it.
It's growing pains.
Grow through it.
Your family needs you to
get through.
But here's the key.
You can make it if you just pray through.
You gotta pray through.
Don't let this be the end for you.
God only allowed it because he knew you could survive it. So
no, this will not be.